And welcome back to New Hampshire, the day of the weekend edition. Don't forget, join me during the week, Mondays and Fridays. Also, Jack and Justin are hot and heavy right now. They're making sure that they keep everybody up to date, but also you'll get all the other news out there. And they are trying to do good stories as well. We have to remember we can hear a lot of depressing stories during this time, but it's also important that we highlight the positive. As in this next segment, we're going to highlight the positive. Of course, Brian Ferguson, somebody we have on the show every month from Flag Hill. Brian, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you very much. I want to remind everybody, too, we talked about small businesses today, and that's not why Brian's here, but I do want to remind you, if you're going out, if you're buying products, and one of those products happened to be alcohol, remember that, one, Flag Hill just has wonderful products, and they are also doing a wonderful service within the state. This is the time when we need to support local, because this is, it's still going to be an impact, folks, but we've got to lessen that impact on our local businesses. Brian, something interesting that you're doing, I think you're one of the first distilleries in the nation, if not New Hampshire, that thought about this, you know, with the limitations on hand sanitizers and other products out there, you guys came up with something that has been helping out locally. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if we were the first, but I know we started talking about it. I think it was two Fridays ago, kind of when things started to become very clear that there was going to be shutdowns and things of that nature, and that right around the time that, you know, grocery stores started to run out of hand sanitizers and toilet paper and all that kind of thing, having a still, we are able to manufacture the primary ingredient to sanitizers. So we're basically able to turn corn into alcohol, and then turn that and then strip that alcohol with our still and take it to a high enough proof where it's actually an effective antiseptic. So we started on, you know, talking about it loosely on that Friday, but there was a lot of hurdles. Mm-hmm. To get there. And then over that weekend, a group called Discus, Distilled International Spirits Council of the United States, they basically worked tirelessly throughout the weekend, basically aligning the FDA with the TTB, which the TTB probably most people don't know about, but it's the Tax and Trade Bureau. They regulate alcohol taxes and things of that nature. And basically they aligned the two of them to basically remove a lot of the red tape so that, you know, we could basically cut through all the kind of minutiae. Sure. and start producing a product pretty rapidly. So we found that out Monday. We started talking about it as something that we were going to do. We had bulk spirit already on hand because we always make it in advance and store it.
Sure.
And so we converted everything we had stored into hand sanitizer that I think it was Thursday, and then that was all out the door immediately, like within moments. And so then, you know, we had basically shut down and we shut down everything else manufacturing wise. And that's all we've done for the last, week and a half or so is, the still is running 24 hours a day right now just to try to make a dent in it. But it's coming in faster than we currently are putting it out.
Right. We're
hoping sometime around Friday of this week to be kind of caught up, at least to the point where, you know, maybe not everybody got everything they requested, but they at least got something. A lot of municipalities, requested 5 gallons or so, and right now, just because there's been such a large request, we've been just doing a gallon or two to start. And hopefully that gets them through a week, and that buys us time to get more made. So it's more trips, but we're trying to just spread out what we have and get it to as many people as possible.
So once again, we're talking to Brian Ferguson. Of course, Flag Hill, his voice shouldn't sound too unfamiliar to you guys. Normally, he's in the studio with us. We can't do that right now. So I was appreciative when he asked if he said, great, I would love to come on, Jeff, if we have the opportunity. I will tell you that Brian's working his butt off right now. He's barely getting any sleep. As you can imagine, his team is really kicking up, and we're seeing a lot of this across the state for local businesses. So, Brian, you're not doing this for publicity. I know that. Anyone who's listened to the show and listened to you, you're not doing it. This is the kind of thing that just people step up, and we certainly do appreciate that. But I'm going to go ahead and say something on your behalf and every small business's behalf. We've got so many small businesses out there, ladies and gentlemen, that are doing things like this. We have an opportunity to help them out. And the way we help someone out like Flag Hill is their products are still on the shelf. We need to buy their products. No offense against the big guys. The big guys aren't in New Hampshire right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I completely agree. And even if you're not picking up Flag Hill products, any local winery, any local distillery, brewery, versus a big national brand. The national brands will be fine. They'll make out. I'm sure they'll take a loss here, but
right.
They'll come out the other side of it.
Correct.
Whereas a lot of small businesses don't always have that kind of financial situation to be able to the amount of liquidity to get through a situation like this. So even if you're not buying our product, there's a lot of other great distilleries in New Hampshire that are doing their part too.
Oh yeah. And I appreciate you saying that too, Brian. So we're gonna cut it a little short because we know you got to get back to doing the service you're doing. We thank you for that. But one last thing, absolutely buy New Hampshire products. And I'm gonna sell something. If you haven't had the New Hampshire products, especially if we talk Flag Hill, the bourbon, the rye, all those things, you are in for a wonderful surprise. It's a fantastic product. So not only are you supporting these people, but you're also going to find something else new that certainly can certainly help get you through some of these issues as well. Brian, I'm going to wish you and your team be safe. Godspeed. You guys are doing just wonderful work. I'm also going to make sure that, whatever happens at the end of this, that we make sure that we come back to our small businesses and keep pushing through to kind of make up for what is happening right now.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it.
No problem, bud. Hey, that's all we have time for this week on New Hampshire Today. Thanks a lot to Brian. Thanks a lot to Matt Mayberry. Thanks a lot to Shay Boucher. We're going to keep doing these kind of stories through this push. Let's keep small business strong. Let's help each other out. And remember, LFO.
This has been New Hampshire Today, Weekend Edition, with Jeff Chittister on News Radio 610 and 96.7. We'll be back next week. And don't forget to tune in to New Hampshire Today with Jack Heath, Monday morning from 6 to 9 on News Radio 610 and 96.7, New Hampshire's news, traffic, and weather station.
Out here in the field.